The Ashland City Council voted earlier this year to approve a $75 million loan from the Environmental Protection Agency to replace the city's water treatment plant in a new location. That decision led to a community petition that will be on the November ballot in the form of Measure 15-234. The measure asks a simple question. Should the city be authorized to issue up to $75 million in revenue bonds to finance construction of water system improvements? The answer to that question will be provided by Ashland residents when they vote on the measure in November. To help us understand the controversy brewing behind this issue are my guests, Bert Edling, Executive Director of Ashland.News. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Tara Houston, an Ashland.News board member. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Bert, your news organization is hosting an online panel discussion about this issue on October 23rd. Tell me more.
Thank you, Mike. People have a lot of questions, and we're providing a space where people can ask those questions and get answers. We've got a couple people from the city to give us background, Public Works Director and the Finance Director, to talk about the physical plant and the finance, the proposed financing that was approved by the City Council and is now up for a vote. And we'll have a couple people speaking on behalf of a yes vote on the measure, and we're working on getting representatives of the no side to articulate their position. And this will be done on a webinar online from 7 to 8:30 on Wednesday, October 23rd. And we'll have more information at Ashland.News.
Okay, so let's talk about how this issue became an issue. What's the backstory?
It's a lot of money. it's a lot of money. It's been in the works in one way or the other for about 15 years, and it started out with a price estimate maybe as much as $30 million. And, of course, ensuing years, as things do, it's gone up. And now the estimated cost is closer to $60 million, and the issue that's up for on the ballot is approval of a whether or not the voters want to approve what the City Council approved, which was taking out a $75 million line of credit. Doesn't mean that they're going to spend the $75 million, but they could spend up to $75 million on this project. And that's a lot of money, and people are concerned about it, and they want more discussion about it. So that's how we're here.
Okay. Well, Ashland resident George Kramer posted on Facebook a few days ago an interesting background to the city's decision to close down the community center years ago, which the city said was necessary due to the building being unsafe and in need of repairs. That issue was also contested, and it appears to have fractured trust in the city's decision-making process. So is trust, or the lack thereof, at the center of this controversy over the cost of the water treatment plant, Tara?
I think it might be. I think at the end of the day, our goal as a nonprofit news source is really just to open lines of communication. Some of the feedback that we've heard from residents are that they don't necessarily have great opportunities to have conversation with local government about the decisions that are being made. And as, hopefully a place to kind of convene a nonpartisan conversation, we're hoping to have spaces for people to talk about these things. And I don't see our role necessarily as, instilling trust or improving trust in local government, but to provide space for citizens to be informed. Informed citizens are engaged citizens. And we want to make sure that we're providing the opportunities necessary for people to have the information they need to vote, to have the information they need to be good citizens of our city, regardless of whichever stances they might believe in. And, despite their opinion on things like the community center, like the water treatment plant. So we're not here to take a stance on those things or speak to people's eroding trust in government, but really to provide a space to talk and to provide a space to make sure that folks' views are being heard.
Well, that makes sense. As Bert said, this is a lot of money, and it's escalating with each year or month that goes by. Why hasn't the city hosted this kind of conversation to get the community input or have they?
That's a good question, and it's a good question for the city. Of course, every year, or every couple of years anyway, the council changes. There's a new council's in place. And in the last 3 or 4 years, there have been two or three at least city administrative chief city managers now. So there's a changing cast of characters both in on the council and in city leadership. And as editor of a local news organization, yeah, I would appreciate the more forthright communication from the city, but they've made improvements in that area, and they've got a communications person on board, on staff now, that they didn't a couple years ago and for a long time. When I was editing the Tidings, there is no dedicated staff person to handle the communications element.
So we're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it could go a little faster, but in the right direction. But we're trying to come in and fill that, to fill that gap. I think what Tara said is great. I mean, we need to be having conversations, not arguments. And what we hope to facilitate is getting out information, not attitude.
I like that. Information, not attitude. My guests are Bert Ettling, executive director of Ashland.News, and Tara Houston, a board member at Ashland.News. They're hosting a virtual panel discussion on October 23rd at 7 p.m. to discuss the issues around Measure 15-234. Now, if voters approve Measure 15-234, repayment of the EPA loan to the city could result in 6-10% increases in water rates for residents within the next 6 years, according to local news reports. Is that right?
There is currently a water rate study in progress in the works, which will be done toward the end of the year, unfortunately, after the thing. But I'm sure that water rates will go up. I don't know that it's that much. That's to be determined, and you won't really know until that study's in and the council actually votes on the water rates.
Well, that's fair. If voters reject the rate increases, the city of Ashland maintains that the water treatment plant will still need some form of repair or replacement, and other financing options will likely be explored, which potentially could result in taxpayers carrying an even larger burden of costs than the current EPA loan option. Is that what your reporting confirms?
That's kind of a common sense thing where they would... a no vote would be what you don't want. It doesn't tell you what's going to come in and fill that vacuum, whether it's to pay for repairs to the existing plant, repairs, upgrades, or to do some other variation on a new plant. It would be opening up the whole conversation again.
Well, it sounds like either way, the residents are going to be on the hook for whatever decision the city makes.
And I mean, that's part of the cost of having clean water, right? I mean, and I think at the end of the day, the ballot measure is, in many ways, I think about transparency and not necessarily the need or lack of need for a new water treatment plant. You know, this has been under discussion in our community for a very long time now. And I think really what motivated a lot of the folks was about transparency and funding. And, you know, a big challenge that has been faced post-pandemic is that cost of labor and cost of materials has increased. So I think it can be a shock to see this thing was $35 million just a few years ago, and now we're saying it could cost $70 million. I mean, that's a staggering amount of money, and the rate increases that you're talking about are really concerning, right? As someone who pays for water in the city of Ashland, I get that. And I think at the end of the day, right, like, we need services to function as a modern society, and those things cost money. So I think that the debate here is not necessarily about, you know, the quality of our water or whether we need the water treatment plant, but more about how it's being financed and whether voters are really informed well about our financing options. And, you know, I think we can continue to see there was an article that came out earlier this week about additional financing options that the city is looking into. So as Bert says, right, like we're in the middle of the stream right now with the financing options that the city is investigating. So it's interesting, actually, to be in a place where voters are going to vote on a thing that is still shifting and changing. And it'll be really fascinating to see, regardless of the way the vote turns out, how the city moves forward.
Well, it's good to have a public square where adults can talk about these tough issues in a place that's moderated, that's facilitated, and we can do it in a respectful and civilized manner.
And that's a service that local news organizations provided for decades, well, centuries. And with the withering away of community news services, there are some awful statistics out there, like 2,000 local news organizations in the United States have gone out of business in the last 20 years, and two-thirds of journalists have gone out of work. So it's hard to get on the same page if there's not a page to get on. So that information needs to be available to all sides, and so people can have a common reality, for Pete's sake.
Well, you're providing a service to the community to provide that platform where people can come together. The city can actually express its point of view to the residents who they expect to pay for whatever decisions they make. And in that regard, the city did post this. Should the measure fail, they said this, quote, should the measure not pass, the city will need to explore alternative financing options, such as general obligation bonds. General obligation bonds require voter approval and would authorize the city to increase property taxes to repay the general obligation bonds. In contrast, water revenue bonds do not affect property taxes as they are repaid by revenues generated by the water system. Water rates will be increased as needed to ensure the water system and associated project debt are funded correctly. A yes vote authorizes the city to issue water revenue bonds to finance the construction of the water treatment plant and rehabilitation of the East and West Forks transmission line. A no vote requires the city to consider other financing options to address the water system needs and delays construction, end quote. That "and delays construction" is ominous. That says that the price tag we're talking about is only going to go in one direction, and that's up.
Absolutely. The no vote people would say, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so that would be their position, and it's in the hope that it doesn't need more expensive repairs than you would have had if you'd gone ahead and done it in the first place.
So at this point, we're going to have to spend some money to do something. So is it money to repair or is it money to replace? And that's the conversation that you're going to have, right?
That's our hope.
And who's going to pay for it? I just to go back to that water revenue bond, then that's paid back by the people using the water. The people are using it or paying for it. A general revenue bond would be paid on, property taxes, which is a broader part of the economy, and they may use more or less water, and it's not as strictly allocated to the actual users.
Right. So at this point, it's the residents who are going to pay one way or another, and it's the residents who are saying, we want more transparency. We want to have this conversation in an adult fashion.
Exactly right. What I've seen in the last couple of months is a lot of discussion in social media platforms, right? So the Nextdoors, the Facebook, and on and on. And
the anonymous voices.
The anonymous and the credited voices, right? That unfortunately the reality is the debate is happening whether it's structured or not. Right. And our hope as a news source is to provide that structure and provide information, right? So it's not based on speculation. It's not based on personal opinions. Our goal is to really present the facts, present the cases, and then see how people feel and make sure that we can, if possible, answer the questions that come up in that moment and make sure that, emotions are set aside for a moment to talk about facts. And once we have a better picture of what's going on, hopefully people can make that informed decision that they deserve to make.
I like that. Facts and informed decisions. Okay, so when is this?
Wednesday, October 23rd. It's this couple days from now. And it's at 7 to 8:30 p.m. On your computer screen.
Okay, and people can access that through ashland.news.
Correct.
Okay, that's all the time we have for the JX Today. Thank you, Bert and Tara, for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
My guests were Bert Ettling, Executive Director of Ashland.News, and Tara Houston, a board member at Ashland.News. I'm Mike Green.